All right, now we're going to get into a topic that has long fascinated me. And it was top of mind recently when Saroy and I took our whirlwind weekend ski trip to New Mexico. And as we are making the drive from the airport in Albuquerque up to Taos, to the west of the highway is the Rio Grande River. And closer to Albuquerque, the Rio Grande, when you see it, is very traversable. You think, okay, I could wade across it right there. I could get across right there. But the further north you go, you notice that it gets deeper and deeper and a gorge starts to form. And by the time you get up to Taos, there is the Rio Grande Gorge. And there's a famous bridge built across it that has about a 700-foot drop.
Oh.
And there's a park there and trails, and you can go out there and you can walk right up to the edge, and it makes you sweat. So as we're driving, I say to Mike, how incredibly difficult must it have been 150 years ago when the settlers were headed west and they would encounter something like this? I mean, here we are in a four-wheel drive SUV with nice leather seats, with GPS, with air conditioning and heat, with cup holders. And we couldn't get across that gorge. If I turn this thing off-road, I'd probably get a little ways because it's four-wheel drive. But at some point, we're going to be stymied. How in the name of sweet Jesus,
oh my,
did settlers in covered wagons make it even a half a mile outside of St. Louis? If you've got a family of four, or maybe, you know, everybody on your block or however it worked back then, maybe you all decide, hey, let's head west. We can't get work here, or we hate the big city, and there's untold riches and gold.
Let's head to L.A., trying to make it.
And farmland. Let's go west. And so you decide to take your family west, and you load into a wagon, or maybe you've got a group of people because you think there's safety in numbers, and you head out, and you've got some horses, and you've got a couple wagons, and you've got some kids. How did they make it further than 1 mile?
I don't get it either.
I know.
And this was not that long ago.
No.
It's unbelievable. Because the suspension on those covered wagons had to be crap.
Oh,
awful.
Every
horrible
rock you
ride.
Felt, every bump.
Well, the computer game Oregon Trail taught us a lot growing up. We
George
had to get
mentioned
a lot of
that.
Oxen.
Yeah, my kids always played Oregon Trail. I'd play with them. It was fun.
Yeah, you had to buy a bunch of axles. You had to get a bunch of rations. Maybe shoot some bear.
Yeah.
How much did axles cost?
I don't know.
I think you buy all your stuff at the beginning.
Yeah, you buy your stuff at the beginning. You hope you have enough
supplies.
So you
have to carry all that stuff with you? You have to carry extra axles and extra wheels?
Yeah. Yeah, what if your wagon breaks down?
Well, but the whole covered wagon is now going to house the spare parts of the covered wagon.
It's
not serving a purpose now.
You wouldn't have that many. I think in some cases you'd have the wagon and the wagon that you have behind it's just like supplies.
What kind of axle do you use? Rose? Foley? What?
I don't know. You wouldn't worry about the axle so much, would you?
You know, speaking of Oregon, a couple of years ago, I had a friend and his wife, and they were tired of Dallas, and they said, we're going to go west, and we want to go to Oregon.
They didn't word it, we're going to go west, did they?
Well, kind of. They wanted to go to Oregon, and that's modern-day settling, is when you go west. But I'm thinking, okay, they had a moving van come and grab all their stuff. They got in their air-conditioned car, and they drove west, and they rented an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
There was something there waiting for them. But we kind of see that as, wow, you're really stepping out. And all of us thought, wow, you're leaving good jobs here, and you're going out there with no job. And this is really incredibly brave of you guys to do this. And then I think 150 years ago of the family that decided to go to Oregon, not play the video game, but actually do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the video game had
come out. The pitfalls
another great video game
that await them, that awaited them. Again, I don't know how they made it. First of all, what do you load into the wagon? If you have let's say,
and death certificates to be filled out.
Let's say you have a family of four. How much in the way of rations can you take? Clothing, whatever. What belongings do you take with you?
Ointment for the rations?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought about that a bunch when, you know, you go through mountains or hills. How many times do you think they encountered the Well, okay. I guess we'll have to go around it. Whether it was a swift running river or mountain or I don't know what they did.
That river. Have you guys ever seen like uncleared land? How thick uncleared land is.
Yes.
And we think, oh, okay, they could travel this area here, but you're seeing pasture land that has been cleared out. I mean, it was different back then. If there wasn't a trail, I don't see how you can make it through. You can't clear a trail. You had to only go on existing trails.
In our own state, how those settlers, you got the Big Bend area, but the hill country. How'd they make it through all that? Because that was so thick with trees and cliffs and things like that.
I think it was a bunch of covered wagons, Dukes of Hazzarding it off the the bluff.
Getting up enough speed.
Well, that was going to be my next question after the whole what do you take with you? Because for me, before you even encounter, the Rocky Mountains, I would think 3 days into your journey when you're still in the prairie lands and maybe still on a trail at that point, don't you get to a point almost immediately where you're, Pa, we're out of food. Oh, we are?
It's only been a day.
Oh, that's right, because we can't take a year's worth of rations on the covered wagon. So
a lot of jerky.
Yeah, before we talk about what you had to traverse geographically, I'm still amazed by how you ate.
They had to have a Stuckey's back then somewhere.
Yeah, they did have Stuckey's. That was like the only roadside diner.
Did Pa have to go kill something every day for them to eat?
You bet.
And it seemed like that would be, you'd spend most of your day finding food, and then we only made it 3 feet today.
Right.
On our journey, we had to look for food for all that time.
Were there forts you could stop at along the way? Or some sort of
there must have been a general store?
I don't know.
There must have been some outposts, but think how few settlements there were back then.
Yeah, last outpost for 1,200 miles.
Yeah.
And think how inexact your navigation was and maps, if you even had maps. Think how inexact all that was. So
people don't have maps.
You may just barely skirt by Dodge City.
You may have missed it by half a mile and not know it.
And you have no idea. So that's my first question. How did they find enough to eat a week into the trip, because at that point, certainly, they're out of whatever they could fit on the wagon.
I don't know. That must have been so beat.
You got to fish. You got to hunt.
And how badly must they have smelled?
Oh, God. So then, number two is...
Yes, yeah, gross. It smells horrible.
The geographic hurdles. Mm-hmm. The Rocky Mountains, the river, the hill country, like you said, George, the thick brush, because there may have been a trail or two, but I'm guessing those were pretty spare, and I'm guessing at some point the trail ended. There wasn't a fast network of trails.
Yeah, what do you do when the trail ends?
So, for example,
dang it,
you come up to the Rio Grande Gorge, what do? You can't cross it.
Kids, this is home.
Yeah.
We're going to call this home right here.
You have made 17 plays on words in the first 3 minutes of this segment. Just please stop.
I can't.
So what
I'm
do you
on the
do?
Trail of good comedy.
What do you do? And is that where towns spring up?
Yes.
You just decide, okay, we can't cross this gorge, so we're going to settle Taos.
Yes. They didn't make it all the way west. They made it maybe halfway, and they determined, okay, it's not as dangerous here. Let's just settle here.
I wonder what the average traveling party was. Like, how many people? Because you can't just travel with your own family, can you? Because then when you stop in Taos and you got to create a whole settlement.
You need a wagon train.
You need some breeders.
Yeah, I would think you would try to get a bunch of people to go with you, 10, 20, 30. But even then...
I think 30's minimum. Otherwise, you don't have enough people to fend off the bears and the... And the Native Americans.
Well, that was question
back then.
That was question number three for me. How do you survive? The random wolf attacks, the Indian tribes that weren't friendly, and there were a lot of those.
You stop at the casinos along the way, and you spend money there.
That's where the phrase "circle the wagons" came about, because I guess every night you got to circle the wagons and you got to stand guard. But if you've got 30 settlers and half of them are women and children, how do 10 men armed with a spare shotgun
muskets
hold off an Indian tribe?
You don't.
That's why we lost a few scalps in the day.
Yeah.
So between Indian tribe, Mother Nature attacking you,
disease,
starvation,
mountains. Yeah, disease. Don't forget that.
That's the other thing.
Because your water sources.
On Oregon Trail, someone was always getting sick.
Dysentery.
Typhoid.
Yeah.
How did anybody make it? How did one group of settlers ever make it?
I don't think they ever did.
Is it just pure luck? You just happen to go where there are no angry tribes or angry animals or giant gorges or mountains? And
just think rattlesnakes ended up in your sleeping bag all the time. I guess you didn't have sleeping bags.
It's kind of like the undefeated season. You needed some luck along the way if you were going to make it all the way across undefeated.
I'm with you. That time period completely fascinates me. And that's probably why we have so many Old West documentaries. But any kind of wagon train fascinates me. And I always wanted to be the cookie.
You did?
Yeah.
Wishbone?
Yes, because you would think it's a beating of a job because everyone's going to complain about your cooking at all times. But then you just, okay, fine, I quit. No, come on.
Turns into a Blazing Saddle scene. Everybody just letting fly.
P1 Scott says that a lot of times when a wagon train would get to, say, the Rockies, they would disassemble the wagons and climb over the mountain on horse.
That's so beaten.
Or on foot, carrying the wagon until they got to a part where the wagon could roll again and they put it back together. How beaten is that?
I wouldn't settle for that.
God. Well,
maybe that's how we used to like you.
I used to like you a lot.
Maybe that's how we go to training camp this year. The wagon train.
Oh, my gosh.
We leave in May and hopefully make it to California by July.
Watch that thing's got sway in it. Got so much body sway in those.
You know what, though? That would be easy today because we'd have side roads.
Yeah. We just go along the side of the road. We'd be fine.
We'd be pulled over. That can't be legal except in Amish country.
No, I mean, you'd have to go, like, I mean, on the side of the road, not on the road, but whatever the ground is between the road and the barbed wire fence,
so
that would be us.
Be at a permanent 45-degree angle?
Maybe.
So, if you were alive in 1860, and you were a little dissatisfied with your talk radio job in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're just using a megaphone.
Would you head west? Would you try this? Would you be one of those who would want to venture out, or would the thought of angry Indian tribe, hungry wolf, gorge, mountains, would it say be too much?
I'd like to think I'd be adventurous and want to go west.
I'm in St.
Louis.
Hear
all the tales about it.
Yeah.
I'll just move like 2 feet over. Since that is where the west begins, technically I am moving a little more west, and then I'm done. I'd move in with Joe Buck's ancestors.
I don't know if the Bucks have always lived in St. Louis.
I thought they settled it.
I think Jack was alive in 1860, so
that was his first year with the Cardinals. Yeah. I'm not going to go west. I'm going to do the Cardinals.
It's
as
just
the Gray Wolf.
Another thing that made me realize how ridiculously soft we are today.
You are. I think I could survive.
I would be killed by the traveling party.
Yes,
within 2 days. Yeah.
Yes. The jester would be shot within 2 or 3 days.
Would I have to wear the curled-toed shoes and the jingle bells on the end of my hat?
Yes. Absolutely.
And then we were also wondering, because we thought, well, maybe that's how certain cities are settled, because you come to a gorge or a mountain and you just can't go any further. Maybe the wagon loses a wheel, or they lack ambition one.
Okay,
I don't know.
He's doing James McMurtry lyrics.
I was waiting for that one.
But
look, we've already covered wagon trails.
But we wondered, why was Dallas settled where Dallas was settled? It's not like
John Neely Bright got drunk.
It's not like the Trinity was hard to get across.
No, but it was.
It
was used for commerce, though. I think that's why.
But why this spot on the Trinity?
I don't know. Trinity Groves was just getting started, and it seemed like a good place.
Aren't there better spots
to be near
on the
Union.
Trinity?
No, I don't think so. I think this was a good place for trade.
Have you gone and visited that spare cabin that they try to pass off as John Neely Bryant's?
No.
It's closed, isn't it? I mean, you can't go inside that little hut, can you?
I thought you could.
Can you?
Well, let's ask Michael Irvin.
All right, that brings up another question. So you're a group of settlers, and you're in your wagon, and you got a couple horses, and it's nightfall. Where does everybody sleep? In the wagon? even though it's loaded down with supplies.
You're out on the ground. Maybe the kids are in the wagon and you're out on the ground.
On the ground, you have a sleeping bag?
Oh yeah, well, you got a blanket.
I sleep with my pistol at my head. Just any moment when I decide I've just had enough. Because I can't wait around for internet any longer.
You just go ahead and put it in your mouth?
Yes.
Gosh.
Just nurse the end of a barrel of a pistol.
Okay, kids.
I guess I didn't have pistols back then.
Let me unload some of our supplies. Okay, you sleep in the wagon. Ma, come on. We're sleeping on the ground again.
Yeah, but how else do you get a little privacy with Ma?
You know what? You'd want any privacy with Ma on a wagon trip.
That's why I don't even understand how they had kids.
By Nevada, the bears smelled better than Ma.
Ugh, gross.
And the bears were attracted to Ma. Guarantee you. She had more overgrowth down there than the average wilderness.
All right, that's settler talk, ending on an unfortunate note.
Terrible.
So if you're a little beaten down about a road trip you're about to take, it could be way worse. And it was 150 years ago.